Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now, Soundcheck looks back at the pop charts of yesteryear and asks,
that was a hit?
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
They're coming to take me away, haha.
Our occasional series about improbable success on the pop charts continues. We're joined tonight by Paul Ford, a New York-based writer. You can find him on Twitter, at FTrain, and he's here in the Soundcheck studio. Paul, welcome.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So what is your hit song that seems to be improbable, incredulous, whatever?
Okay, so this song is, it's by a band called Will to Power, and it was a hit in 1988.
So it's Will to Power. It's not Will Power,
no,
which was a separate thing.
It's Will to Power. Like Nietzsche.
That's, like the Nietzsche book.
Yes, that is what it is
nice.
Named after.
All right, so we're off to a great start. Go ahead.
And it's a medley of Baby, I Love Your Way by Peter Frampton and Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
A medley?
It's a medley. You sort of need to hear it to believe it, but... It absolutely does combine those two songs.
And this was a hit?
This was apparently quite a hit, if the internet is to be believed. Many sources on the internet, actually. This was a big deal, this song.
When?
1988. I can't remember the exact month, but it's a really weird year for music. I was looking around, and it's the year when, like, Celine Dion wins Eurovision and Bad by Michael Jackson is in the charts, but at the same time you've got Public Enemy playing Rikers Island. Mm-hmm. So it's this very intense moment, and then this band, that Will to Power, sort of came out of nowhere with this extraordinary song.
That's just a little bit of Will to Power and their version of Baby, I Love Your Way, which then includes Lynyrd Skynyrd's Free Bird. And this is Paul Ford's contribution to our occasional series, That Was a Hit? Until you mentioned it, I'd never heard of this band, this medley.
Oh, no, I had to go spelunking to find this one. This is some sort of weird pocket of 1988, And it really does feel like you've stumbled across this artifact from a lost civilization. Like, it just doesn't, I can't even bring myself to hate it. Like, I want to understand it. And I want to know, who were these people? Like, did they live like us? Did they take showers? Did they ride in cars or have other ways of getting around? And it's a funny era, too, because it's like, you know, 88, this was also the moment where the California Raisins were really big, like just like a phenomenon.
Heard it through the grapevine.
Yeah, and like claymation raisins singing about raisins was something that was happening right then. And so this song where it's like, and it's also, we haven't even gotten to Freebird yet. I mean, it's like a minute and 20 seconds before they bring in the Freebird. And you're like, what, you know, sort of as they were planning this out, they're like, we have time. We can actually relax and enjoy this moment with Peter Frampton before we even switch over. Like, they didn't have to get to the thing early.
So, I mean, this is just so many different kinds of wrong, from the synthesizer sounds at the beginning, which are just...
Oh, it's merciless.
Hopelessly cheesy.
Yeah, no, there's no pretending with this song. And there's no, like, it's also like Freebird is like, hey, babe, I'm really sorry. But I'm gonna fly away because I'm like a bird. And Baby, I Love You Your Way, it has a terrifying opening. Like, it has this sort of Metallica style, like, shadows grow so long before my eyes, and, you know, they're moving across the page kind of opening. But then it just becomes a sort of like, hey, you know, I like you a lot. And so there's no, like, aside from, like, being stoned in California and two convertibles drive up on either side, and one has Baby, I Love Your Way playing, and the other one has Freebird. The only other thing I could think is, like, maybe there's some semantic mashup where the person went, like, okay, I'm on a freeway, Freebird, Love Your Way, oh my God.
The idea that this could have been a number one hit, however briefly, at the end of 1988 is mind-boggling. Here's where they really do a Frankenstein number and mash up the two songs together. So, Will to Power and their medley of Baby, I Love Your Way and Free Bird. I actually watched the video to this.
That's a strong cup of coffee.
Oh, my God. I was losing the will to live.
Yeah, no, it's a remarkable thing. Like, again, this is sort of like, what cultural confluence actually created this? And sort of why Nietzsche? Like, why? And I mean,
So the video begins. They're in the control room. The engineer's behind the mixing board. And there on the side of the mixing board is a copy of Nietzsche's book, Will to Power.
Yeah, they just dropped that bad boy in there. Yeah.
So what is, I mean, how does it even apply?
I mean, as far as I understand, the band is named after this concept that there is a human will to power. And so I was poking around a little bit. And you know, on various Wikipedia pages, there's Jacques Derrida, you know, the great French philosopher,
right.
talking about Nietzsche and the will to power, and he says, the joyous affirmation of the play of the world and the innocence of becoming, the affirmation of a world of signs without fault, without truth, and without origin, which is offered to an active interpretation. That's what he calls Nietzsche's perspective. And it actually, at some level, this idea that there is no truth, no origin, there's no origin, and this act of interpretation makes perfect sense. So this song is postmodernism. Like, it's some horrible lesson, and I feel like finally my being here today, my college education has been validated.
The phrase from Derrida that struck me is without fault.
No, you can't blame this song. It because it's not their fault. Like, somehow the world went, oh yeah. Like, this gratified humanity at that moment. Everyone had shoulder pads. The hair was getting bigger and bigger. This thing comes on the radio. It's the end of the year. People are like relaxing. Apparently, it's coming out in December '88, and they're feeling like, how do I celebrate my life? And this is what they chose.
There it is. That was a hit.
Merry Christmas, America.
Paul Ford is a New York-based writer. You can find him on Twitter at FTrain. Paul, I guess I'll say thank you.
You're very welcome.
This is Soundcheck.